British members of parliament have voted to allow Britain's military to join airstrikes against Islamic State targets in Syria. After more than 10 hours of impassioned debate, 397 MPs voted in favour of the motion, a majority of 174. The Foreign Minister, Philip Hammond, welcomed the result.
We're very pleased that a significant number of Labour MPs have voted with the government tonight so that we've got a clear majority across the House of Commons in support of the action that we are now going to be taking to degrade this evil terrorist organisation. Britain is safer tonight because of the decision that the House of Commons has taken.
As the results came through, there were angry protests outside Parliament. Nearly a third of MPs from the opposition Labour Party supported the government motion. Meanwhile, President Obama has welcomed the vote, as Barbara Plett-Usher reports from Washington.
President Obama highlighted the special relationship between the two countries. He called the UK one of America's most valued partners in the fight against Islamic State and said the US would work quickly to integrate British forces into the air war over Syria. But in Washington, there's also skepticism about the president's strategy. The Republican Senator John McCain is urging the deployment of more ground troops to defeat Islamic State. He said it was good to have a show of support from Britain, but suggested this would be a token contribution that wouldn't significantly affect the outcome of the conflict.
Two pairs of British Tornado fighter jets have taken off from the Royal Air Force base of Akrotiri in Cyprus. Defense Ministry officials have not yet confirmed that the jets are heading for Syria, but correspondents say the Air Force, which is already conducting operations against IS in Iraq, has been preparing for months to extend its strikes to Syria. Police in California say at least 14 people have been killed in a mass shooting. 17 were also injured in the attack at a social service center in San Bernardino. The attackers, wearing military-style clothing and armed with long guns, opened fire at the center, which helps adults with disabilities. A short time afterwards, local police chief Jared Bergwan told reporters the police exchanged fire with suspects inside a vehicle in a nearby residential area, killing two people.
We have two suspects that are dead at the scene. We had one police officer that was wounded. He has injuries that are not considered to be life-threatening, and he is at a local hospital. The suspects that were that are dead at the scene, one is a male, one is a female. They were dressed in kind of assault-style clothing, I think is probably the best way to term it. They are both armed with assault rifles. They are both armed with handguns. They're taking a very cautious approach to dealing with the vehicle in case there's more explosives there.
This is the latest world news from the BBC. The Speaker of the Brazilian Congress has announced he'll begin impeachment proceedings against President Dilma Rousseff. Eduardo Cunha said he was opening the process based on allegations that Ms. Rousseff broke the law in the management of last year's budget. Following the announcement, the president said she was outraged by the decision and was confident the motion would be defeated in the lower house. The Australian government says it's refining the underwater search area for the missing Malaysian airliner MH370, which disappeared last year with 239 people on board. If nothing has been found by the middle of next year, the search is likely to be called off. From Sydney, more details from John Donison.
21 months of hunting and still no certainty about where MH370 went down. But in its latest report, the Australian government says it still believes it's looking in the right place, an area of the southern Indian Ocean, around 2,000 kilometres off the coast of Perth. The underwater search zone is being narrowed down to an area just short of 100,000 square kilometres. That's around 60 times the size of London. Half of that area has already been searched. The rest should be completed by June 2016.
John Donison. A report by the UN's atomic watchdog, the IAEA, has revealed that Iran was carrying out activities relevant to developing nuclear weapons until at least the end of 2003. But the report adds that Iran went no further than planning and testing basic components. 26 Italian track and field athletes have been accused of evading drug tests. The claims have been made by the country's National Olympic Committee following a police investigation. It wants them to be banned for 2 years. Five of the athletes have already qualified for the Olympic Games in Rio de Janeiro next year. Others have retired. BBC World News.